Bill Hendry Show, brought to you by XM Satellite Radio. XM Satellite Radio is here, and it's available at your local electronics stores. 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Bill Hendry.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Go.
Hi, everybody. Ted Bell, Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse in Beverly Hills. Don't forget, we've got a delicious prime rib dinner Sunday night. Ted's in Beverly Hills.
Be that Ted's. We want to put our meat in your mouth.
Ted's of Beverly Hills sponsoring this portion of the Phil Hendry Show. We want to welcome on the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills from his restaurant in Beverly Hills, Ted Bell, and the NBA playoffs are scheduled to start soon. This is the last night of the NBA season. You have attempted to, have you wired David Stern?
I have, Phil. I've already gotten in touch with, or I've wired Commissioner David Stern and the Board of Governors. And, Phil, I think in the interest of national security, and I think that in the interest of a country, our country that is just reeling with so many different things, so many traumas, it is my recommendation that the NBA playoffs be canceled. I think that we have 9/11 in our rearview mirror, but it is still too close. The molestations from the Catholic Church, all of this combines, I think, to create a feeling of unsettlement, and the playoffs should be canceled. We are too close to these events.
Now, again, Ted, you own a restaurant. Why would David Stern take an email or a wire from you?
Phil, yeah, I'm Ted Bell, and in certain circles in the sporting and in the entertainment industry, I have a lot of currency, and I don't want to, I don't want to talk to myself or build myself up too much. But that's just the fact, and the facts are the facts. I think when Mr. Stern gets a wire from me, he's going to take it under due consideration. I think that I personally believe we need to cancel the NBA playoffs.
All right, now you're asking to suspend the season, the NBA season, with no champion.
No, I'm not asking that.
You're not?
No, the commissioner and the Board of Governors have it within their power to cancel the playoffs and award the championship to the Los Angeles Lakers and just get this 9/11 stuff behind us. The country's paralyzed from what happened. And why put the people of this country at risk? The Lakers are the logical choice since they won the last two championships. They're the most dominant franchise in NBA history. I would think that they've got 10 or 20 or championships that they've won. So my proposal is David Stern award the championship to the Lakers, cancel the playoffs because of the threat of terrorism. I think we're a little too...
Do you really think it's that much of a threat?
I think we're... Yes. Yes, I do. I'm Ted Bell. I've been prominent in business and in entertainment. Yes, I do. I think the threat of terrorism is real. I don't want to scare anybody, but I think at this time we have to just face the music. I'm Ted Bell, and what I say and what I perceive to be the truth, a lot of people listen to. I can tell you, Phil, I love basketball.
This is a very disappointing thing. You know, in many ways, sports takes our mind off of so many things. Entertainment does.
I'm the first one to admit that, Phil. I'm the first one to recognize that.
And in many ways, these things help us deal with the trauma. And the fact is, 9/11 is back in September, and we have dealt with, I think, effectively, the threat of terrorism.
Yes and no. Yes and no.
Why do you say that?
I think that our guys have gone to Afghanistan, have dealt with the immediate threat of terrorism, but I don't think we can say with good conscience the threat of terrorism is absolutely been put down. Plus, there are an awful lot of people who have been traumatized by the Catholic Church and the priests molesting kids. How are they going to deal with an NBA playoff structure? So my feeling is we cancel the playoffs, you award the championship to the Lakers, and we move on. And hopefully it's...
Now, I got to tell you something. I have to, in good faith at this point, mention that you are president of a Beverly Hills Laker Booster Club. Is that correct?
That is correct, but I want to say this slowly, and I want this to be very, very clear. That has nothing to do with the fact that
that you want to award the championship to the Lakers.
That has nothing. I am thinking about the safety of the American people. I'm thinking about 9/11, the threat of terrorism, and the fact that right now isn't the right time to do this.
All right. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills has joined us with a rather jarring bit of news. He sent a wire to David Stern, the commissioner of the NBA, He feels the NBA playoffs should be canceled as the result of just the continuing threat of terror in the United States, no playoff games to be played, and that the NBA just award the championship to the Lakers because they are the because they're the incumbent.
They're the defending champion, exactly. They've won two in a row. I think that the excellence of that organization speaks for itself.
All right, now our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. You are listening to the Phil Hendry Show, and as I said, I have to, in good faith, tell our audience that you are affiliated with a Laker fan organization. And
but again, Phil, I said that has absolutely nothing to do with it, and I'm a little tiny bit put out that you would mention that. Only
I have to do that in good faith. All right, now don't you know that someone at the Lakers, and that there is a possibility that if they win the championship, haven't you mentioned to me that you get to display the NBA trophy in your restaurant?
Phil, I got to tell you something. I'm talking about 260 million Americans and saving their lives, saving the lives of your family and my family. I'm a little bit offended that you're starting to tie my association with a Laker fan organization into my desire to see America safely navigate the wake of 9/11. And I can tell you, I'm a little bit put out.
Yeah, but you gotta know that as a reporter, as a commentator, I would be not honest with my audience. All right.
All right, well, you've said it, and now let's move past it. I'm talking, the NBA is a marginal game at best. It appeals to basketball fans. Right now, our country is trying to deal with the molestation of Catholic priests, and the NBA playoffs, it would be in bad taste. Absolutely in bad taste. It would be an atrocious affront to the children who've been and to the 9/11 victims to have the playoffs.
And all right, why don't they just award the trophy to the Utah Jazz or to the Portland Blazers?
Phil, you award it to the team that won it last year. You award it to the Los Angeles Lakers are the finest organization in NBA history. You give it to them and you move on.
Well, if you're interested primarily in the safety of the American people, you wouldn't mind if the trophy was just given.
You're splitting hairs. You're splitting hairs. I'm talking of, yes, it's important to cancel the playoffs. It's also important to give the trophy to the Lakers. Let's move on. Too many children have been molested by priests. Too many people have been traumatized by 9/11. It now is not the time to hold some festival where you've got a bunch of seven-foot freaks running up and down a hardwood floor, cancel the NBA playoffs, give the trophy to the Lakers, and let's move on. Now, I'm Ted Bell. I've been involved in the restaurant and entertainment business now for the last 21 years. I'm Ted Bell. I know, I think, what I'm talking about, and when Commissioner Stern receives my wire, I'm sure that he's going to be duly informed. And I'm a little, I don't understand exactly what you're saying here, but I'm a little bit put out. But
well, I'm not, I don't mean to insult you, but I'm saying it is suspect. If somebody didn't know you.
I'm Ted Bell, and what I do.
No, but it's suspect for you to say, let's cancel the NBA season, give the trophy to the Lakers, when you are affiliated with a fan support group of the Lakers.
Forget about whether I'm affiliated with a fan support group.
Or that you would be able to display. Ted, I have to tell the audience something that you told me on the phone last year.
Phil, I am Ted Bell. I know it.
I have to tell the audience what you told me. You said last year when you were able to display the Laker championship trophy at your restaurant, it helped you get laid.
Phil, I am a married man of 16 years, deeply in love with my wife.
Didn't you tell me that?
No, I did not.
Well, thank you for calling me a liar then.
You want this to be contentious, we can make it contentious.
I don't want to be contentious, I just want to give my audience the information I have.
I think that was a personal conversation you and I had.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills with us. Cancel the playoffs, the NBA playoffs. Give the trophy to the Lakers. Fact of the matter is, we've had too much trauma around 9/11. Here is Daryl on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Daryl. My name's Daryl, and Mr. Bell, I think you're insane for wanting to do this. Everybody knows that the NBA just banks on the playoffs. They need to have them for the revenue, for the fans.
What do you care about the NBA, whether they get money or not?
Well, I am a loyal...
Back with Ted Bell, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills reminding you to come on down to some of that slow-roasted prime rib at Ted's of Beverly Hills on Sunday night. We got it going on there for you, and kids are not free. But there is a discount.
Yeah, I'm going to bring my kids down there.
You know, Phil, what we're talking about is...
Kids are not free, but there is a discount.
There is. There's a 30% discount for kids under 12.
All right. Well, what we are talking about is your wire to NBA Commissioner David Stern to cancel the playoffs of the NBA, award the trophy to the Lakers. They're the defending champions. No NBA playoffs because of the threat of terrorism.
That is correct.
All right. 1-800-449-8686 is the number. Here is Carl on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, this is one of the most interesting phone calls I've heard in a long time from anybody, whether it's Ted Bell or whoever it may be. And I don't know Ted Bell, but he says his name enough that I know it by now.
Well, sir, I happen to have a little bit of influence in the sporting and world.
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm on my cell phone. I was breaking up for a minute. If he believes this, then basically we should have canceled the Olympics. We should have canceled the Super Bowl.
Nobody cares about the Olympics.
We should cancel every golf tournament awarded to Tiger Woods.
Well,
go ahead. He's got a role going. He knows what to do. And just cancel everything.
Olympics.
Give it to the defending champions.
Well,
and just
you
be done with
it. The Olympics, sir. No one cares about the Olympics. They do care about the NBA playoffs.
No, hold on. Time out. Nobody cares about the Olympics.
No,
we're talking a worldwide competition here. Not just some little...
They care about the NBA playoffs. Not the way they care about the primary winner's sport.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Well, I don't know what your concern happens to be. What do you care?
I don't care. I don't even care about sports to begin with that much, but your call was just so outrageous. I've never even called to a talk show before. This is just crazy.
What is outrageous about my call? I'm simply saying we get rid of the – if you don't care about the NBA playoffs, I fail to see why you care.
Because it's not about the NBA playoffs. You're talking about – America's pastimes, whether it's NBA, whether it's baseball, whether it's football, no matter. If you're worried about that, then you should go ahead and cancel every high school football game, every high school track event.
Sir, what city are you calling from?
I'm calling from Houston.
All right, so in other words, you're a Rocket fan.
No, actually I'm not.
Well, then what do you care? We give the trophy to the Lakers, we move on, we cancel the NBA playoffs. The NBA playoffs are a target because Afghanistan's pro men's basketball team
My precise point is that I'm not that much of a basketball fan, so I have kind of an unbiased opinion, unlike yourself, I believe, who apparently wants to do this. And
here's the thing that you said, Ted. Who gives a crap, okay?
Exactly. Who gives a crap?
So what do you care whether we cancel the playoffs or not? If nobody gives a crap, then the fact is we can have the playoffs and know there's not going to be any terror attack.
I think in the wake of 9/11, we go ahead and cancel the playoffs, give the trophy to the Lakers, reassess the NBA season next year.
And you don't care, even though you're associated with a Laker booster club.
No, I don't.
I find that difficult to believe.
Well, you can.
I find that very difficult to believe.
Why is that difficult to believe? Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Both of you can go to hell.
If you could only hear yourself on the radio, you would know.
I'm listening to myself right now. What I'm saying is we do not have the right now we can't take the chance.
You know what? Al-Qaeda might be smart, and they may be all attuned into American culture, but why are they going to run around this country blowing up basketball arenas when they barely got, everything they could do to blow up the World Trade Center?
They blow up the World Trade Center, Phil. They can blow up a few basketball arenas.
Well, but it doesn't sound like anything that they would target, okay? Doesn't sound to me like anything that they would target. 1-800-449-8686.
Look, here's what I need to tell you. I'm Ted Bell.
I know you're Ted Bell. You got a restaurant, and you got all kinds of people that you know. I know that you're Ted Bell.
I'm Ted Bell, and the fact is that it is my...
You want that trophy in your restaurant, don't you?
I had the trophy in my restaurant last year, yes.
Yeah, and you said to me that the NBA trophy with the Lakers on it helped you get laid.
I don't know what that's got to do with it.
You said that to me, man. How can I have you on my radio show saying, hey, why don't we give the trophy to the L.A. Lakers? Oh, and by the way, I have an opportunity to put it in my restaurant. It just so happens when I had it in my restaurant last year, chicks thought it was so hot, I got laid.
Let me tell you something, Phil. As far as I'm concerned, you're no friend at all for you to say something like that on the air.
I'm no friend at all. You want to use my radio show to come on here and say let's cancel the NBA playoffs so that the Lakers can get the trophy so that nobody gets blown up in a basketball arena when in point of fact all you want to do is stick that thing in your restaurant.
I never said that.
No, but you said that to me in a phone conversation. Helps you get laid.
If I'm having a few problems with... I can't believe that you're making me talk about this on the air.
Well, you're the guy that came on here and said that you wanted to get the Lakers to get the trophy.
I don't want the Lakers to get the trophy. I want the NBA playoff season to be canceled.
Then give the trophy to the Miami Heat. Give it to the...
Oh, yeah, that's a hot one. The Heat. The Heat, yeah, they're hot. Yeah, why don't we just go ahead and give it to the... While we're on the subject, why don't we just give it to the Charlotte Hornets? Why don't we just...
Well, who cares? What's the matter, man? Won't the Charlotte Hornets winning the NBA title get you laid?
I don't have a restaurant in Charlotte, okay?
No, you got one in L.A., though. This guy's unbelievable. Hey, man, why don't you help me, the Lakers can get the title, and then the playoffs won't take place, and then I get the trophy in my restaurant, and I get laid. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Mr. Gray, I have a question for you.
Yes.
I just turned on the radio. I was coming home, and I heard you say that it's not possible for Andrea Yates to have killed her children because no mother would ever kill her own children.
No mother would ever kill her own child, no.
Okay, you know what? Right after you said that, you said you had an abortion, and what exactly is an abortion but killing a child?
No, that's a medical procedure. That's
it
not,
is
no.
Killing a child?
Oh, no,
get
no,
up
you're wrong.
Any Bible.
No, you're wrong.
No, actually, you know what? You seem to think that because you're a journalist.
You're wrong, Jenny. I'm a journalist. I've been in the world. I've been out in the world. I'm not, forgive me, but I'm not holed up somewhere at a church service or a Sunday social.
Well, neither am I. You know, as a matter of fact,
I do not
go to church every Sunday.
I'm not looking to go to the barnyard dance or whatever it is that you do. I am out interacting with humanity.
So what you're doing is you're out insulting people who have an opinion other than yours.
How am I insulting you?
Well, because you just said that you aren't out at a barnyard dance or whatever it is.
Well,
that
what
I
is
do.
It that you people do? You people that
you people.
What
you
do you mean?
People being
what
who?
Do you mean? You
mothers,
people?
Good mothers who stay home and take care of their children.
No,
and not sit in a court room.
No, I don't.
Defending
I,
some woman.
No, you people that do the church thing.
I don't go to church. I was just saying that in the Bible it says abortion.
You know,
is
you
wrong.
Just said church. You said this. You said church. Almost
no,
to the
I said I do not go to church every Sunday. What I said was
if
that
abortion is murder,
is
then,
killing.
Well, let me tell you this then, Jenny. If abortion is murder, then I'm a serial murderer, because I can't count the number of times I've had a vacuum between my legs. And why is that? I'll tell you why. My
because
career is very important.
Because you are selfish and all
a
you care about is
a serial murderer. Did
yeah,
you
exactly.
hear that?
That's exactly what you are. And you know what? You may not
well,
get
of course
time for
I'm
it
not.
Now, but you will one day.
Here we go with your church barnyard social stuff again.
No, I'm not. I'm just
to...
saying. You don't have to go to church to believe in God.
Well, there are all kinds of gods, Jenny. There's, for instance, the God that says it's all right to have an abortion. There's the God...
What God is that?
And are you a Christian, Mr. Hendry?
I'm asking you... Where? What God are you talking about?
How about the God of my marriage, Frank, my husband?
Who you just said you'd kill your son if he told you to.
Of course, because Frank is my Lord and Master. He, if you look at your Bible, Jenny, it'll tell you in Corinthians, the man is the head of the household.
You know what? You know, maybe
Frank.
Like 2,000
only
years
Frank.
Ago... Yeah, but you know what? Our world has changed so much that the Bible is used like a regulation,
Jenny,
like you would in the military.
Let me explain something to you. A fetus is not a human being. It's like, I don't know, it's like a canned ham.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
See, we called Ozzy Osbourne's people about five times, and we never got a call back. You know, we rarely do any real interviews. In fact, we never do any real interviews on this show unless somebody actually calls us and says, we really like your show, Phil, and, oh, would you mind going on the air? Oh, not at all. And occasionally that happens. Occasionally we get a movie star or a recording artist or somebody that, you know, likes the program and we'll put them on. But that, even still we don't put them. You know, like we've had people in the studio here and the last thing I'm going to do is say, would you go on the air? But because of the success of the Osbourne show, we decided we'd make an attempt at calling the Osbourne organization. That was five phone calls. Three faxes later, we haven't heard a thing. And all I wanted to do was get the guy in the air and mess with his mind a little bit. I mean, it seems like an easy mind to mess with. And maybe they know that. I don't know. I don't even want to comment on the notoriety of this program, whether Ozzy Osbourne or his wife or anybody knows this show exists. Although we have in the past said, quite honestly, and not meaning any harm, but not certainly wanting to offend, but we have said in the past that we thought his band Black Sabbath sucked and his show is marginal. But other than that, I don't think we were being too cruel or untoward. I mentioned something about him being sort of an aging geezer with not too many brain cells left, but come on. Even Ozzy's got to look in the mirror in the morning and say that, frankly, he can't disagree with that estimation, can he? So he's hot, man, and he's so hot he's only doing select interviews with, frankly, well, my understanding is he's got a deal with one particular radio company, which I won't mention, but it ain't this one. So screw it. Forget it. We tried, man. The one time that we try to get somebody on this program, the one time that we actually go out and try to get somebody on the air here, and we can't even get them to call back, that's it. I'm done. That, and when we tried to get Cloris Leachman on the air, and she just blew us off. And then when we tried to get, who was that guy that we tried to get? We tried to get Cloris Leachman, Pinky Lee, then I found out he was dead. You know, we're just, I'm going to have to start reading more magazines or something, man. Half the people I want to get on this program died already. Remember when you told me you wanted to get Danny Thomas on here? I said, well, what? Then we, you know, found out he'd been dead, and I had to go on IMDb and find out. And then you said that you wanted to get Jack Lemmon on the show, and I called up his publisher and found out he was dead. We ought to start reading some newspapers or magazines around here, man. Half the guests we want to get on here are dead. As far as I know, Ozzy Osbourne's alive, and I might call him again and find out he's croaked. So, we tried, we failed. I just thought it would be fun to have him on and have Margaret mess with him a little bit. Maybe, remember what I was saying yesterday about feeling guilty? Maybe sometimes this program has driven a few people to either commit suicide or have an aneurysm or drive their car off a road or something. And I thought maybe we could get Ozzy on here, have Margaret screw with him, and maybe he'd go out and shoot himself. And I'm joking, of course. I don't know if Ozzy would effectively load the gun. You know what I'm saying? It's just, he may want to, but who knows? Anyway, it's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Anyway, Ozzy tries to shoot himself, he'd miss, and then he'd live to tell why it was he was shooting himself in the first place, and I'd get all the heat. I was in Beverly Hills today, and I was walking behind, and why was I in Beverly Hills? Because I had a meeting with somebody, but I was walking behind a woman, a very stylish woman, and she was very nicely coiffed, and she had on a beautiful pantsuit, and she was an African-American woman, I'd say, in her late 40s, early 50s, and she was on her way into one of the really high-end styling salons in Beverly Hills, and she had on a jacket that was a jean jacket, and embroidered on the back were the words, embroidered on the back were the words, University of the Hood. And then it said alumnus. And it struck me that there are some people, I guess, who need to remind everybody that they're black. Because, like, being black isn't enough. I see that you're sure? No, I'm not sure. Are you really black? Well, that's why I bought the jacket. University of the Hood. I started thinking about it. Thought, well, all right, so she came up, what, in a tough neighborhood? A lot of people come up in a tough neighborhood. Or does she have a particular knowledge of life, having come from the hood, that other people don't have? maybe. And then I just sort of settled on the reality that it was her reminding all of us that she's black. Or maybe she's reminding herself. If I were an African-American woman walking into a beauty salon in Beverly Hills, looking as gorgeous as she looked, looking as stylish as she looked, I guess I'd have to remind myself that I'm black, too. I don't know. I don't know what that meant. All I know is it bugged me. It bugged me as a white man. Yes, that's right. I didn't like it. I didn't like seeing it. I walked down the street, I saw University of the Hood on the back of a woman's jacket, and I found my white rage seething up inside of me. How dare she remind me of where she was from? This is America. There is no race. There is no culture. There ain't really any good movies. It's just America. There's no good places to eat anymore. So I went into this place where I was going to go in, and then I stopped off at a barber shop, and I had them shave my head. And those of you who've never seen me with a shaved head, you don't want to see it. It's very scary. I had them shave my head because when I walk around with my head shaved, I look like a member of the Brown Shirts. I look like Julius Streicher. I look like Aryan Brotherhood reborn. I look like a Nazi. So I came striding out of there with my bald head, down the street in Beverly Hills, looking like a skinhead, to remind me of my roots. Bald and white. If you've ever seen any baby pictures of me. No, but you know what I'm saying? University of the Hood. Well, how come that tightens the jaws of white folks when they see stuff like that? Black people, obviously, they understand, and probably most everybody else is okay with it. I don't know. But for me, and I know I'm not alone, when I see something like, and it could have been on the, say, on the back of someone who was in another part of town, maybe a lower middle class part of town, maybe a working class part of town, and it wouldn't have struck me in the same way it struck me seeing it on the back of a beautiful, well-coiffed, stylish African-American woman walking down the street in Beverly Hills, University of the Hood. Meaning I'm rich, I go to a really cool beauty salon, don't screw with me just because I got dough and I just crawled out of a Lexus. Huh? Well, I wasn't even thinking of messing with you. I wasn't thinking of messing with you, I wasn't thinking of stealing your car. Well, I was thinking of stealing your car, but it ain't got nothing to do with you being black. Maybe it says that because she doesn't want to get mugged. I don't know how many people get mugged over there. I can't imagine too many people get mugged in Beverly Hills in broad daylight in the middle of the day, you know, out in like the middle of the day during a work week at like 11 o'clock in the morning with the sun shining and the glory of God, you know, just raining on all of us. I don't know how many people actually get stuck up in a joint like that. I have to admit I was thinking about mugging her too, and I saw the jacket, so maybe it was a good idea. University of the Hood alumnus. You know what? I've decided today that my kids, when they hit college age, are going to go away for college. They're not going to stay home. They're going to go away for college. They're not going to live at home and then commute to college. Whatever college they go to, and I don't care if it's down the street, they're going to get their own apartment. They're going to get out because it's a transitional time, college. So I recognize you really need to get your ass kicked. I mean, seriously, you need to go out into the world and get your ass kicked a few times to know what life is about. And I think you can get a thorough ass kicking and go to a real college. University of the Hood, you know, that ain't even a real place. Go to a real college, still get your ass kicked, and get an education, too. We'll be back with more Paranoias of the White Man when we return to Animal Planet. This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. On the website, you get all kinds of archived audio. Also is a brand new area of our website, brand new little place called the Phil Hendry Souvenir Shop. And we're going to start selling souvenirs in there. Our very first souvenir is up for sale, and it is Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. It's a gorgeous royal blue and black bowling shirt. It's polyester and rayon. Now, I know polyester sounds, for some people, it's got a negative connotation, but polyester in a bowling shirt's what you got to have. You got to have that real cheesy, bad polyester. Plus, it comes in all kinds of sizes, from small to double extra large, and the order is shipped within 2 to 4 weeks. If you go to the Phil Henry Show website, you can also pick up our Best of the Phil Henry Show Year 2001 CD. It's called Bring It, and it's available on our website. And all of the money goes to my friend's place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And or you can call 877-616-7445 and order the CD. We have an order line for you too. But when you do go to the website, make sure you get your backstage pass. It's only $6.95. These bowling shirts are sweet, and they're selling, man. They are selling. I can't begin to tell you how gratified I am when I walk in the morning and I get the sales count from the day before, and the money is rolling in. Rolling in like never before. Rolling in like water on the broad shoulders of a river. Just rolling in. You know that old song, My God, How the Money Rolls In? It starts out, my uncle's a poor missionary. He saves foreign girls from sin. He'll save you a blonde for $5. My God, how the money rolls in. Well, there you go. All right, 1-800-449-8686. But I ain't kidding about that thing with my kids going off to school. You guys are not staying home after the age of 18 if you're in college. You're moving out. Some kids, they can't wait to leave home at 18. Other kids want to hang around because it's so comfortable and nice there. I have friends whose kids have gone off to college for 6 whole months and then come home. Or they go off to college for 3-4 weeks and then they come home. And my question is, if I were to ask them this question, but I haven't had the guts to ask the question to their face, so maybe if they're listening to the program right now, they'll know I'm talking about them. Why would you let your kid back in the house? Seriously, man. Your kid goes away for college. 6 weeks later, he's back? For what? Honest to God, for what? Oh, I think I'll go to college and learn, you know, a little bit about life and get into the disciplines that I'll need to get into to learn about the profession that I'm going to choose. And I'll also be living on my own and I'll be responsible for getting my food. And 6 weeks later, you know, hey, can I come home? Why? It's not what I thought it would be. What do you mean it's not what you thought it would be? You're going to gut it out for the year. No, I don't want it. You're going to stay for a year. At least a year. So I can't wait, because the kids have already made noises like, you know, when I'm 18, I'm going to blow this pop stand and go for, you know, hills as yet uncharted. I said, well, have a nice day. Don't let that freaking screen door. You know the rest. All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is Daryl on the Phil Henry Show. Daryl?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, is this Phil Henry?
It might be, for the right price.
I just heard you, give your opinion on African Americans and the way they portray themselves to the public. I just wanted to comment on that.
Well, go right ahead.
Well, see, everybody is expressive, and everybody express their views and opinions in their own way. It's so of you. And just like, you know, Nazis and people who dislike anybody that's, you know, not white, express themselves the way they do with the symbol, you know, of Hitler. You know,
right.
black people.
Like, if I saw a Nazi walking down the street with a swastika on the back of his jacket, I would probably have an opinion about that.
Right.
Right.
Right. I would expect you to.
Right.
And the thing about black people is we're different. We
well, I know that
we understand each other, and what we understand really isn't for everybody else. If you see a guy walking down the street with a picture of Aerosmith on his shirt, a black person saying that wouldn't know and wouldn't be able to relate to it.
Well, I don't agree. I don't think you can say that a black person seeing Aerosmith on a shirt, you know. This idea that being black is a club, hey, look, I'm not going to speak for you. You're black. You know what you know. Do you know what the next black guy knows, too?
Let me finish real quick.
You can't finish real quick. Do you know what the next black guy knows, too?
No, I don't know.
Well, I mean, so now there's another black guy. hey, the guy's got Aerosmith in his shirt. I don't get that. Well, I do, and he may be a brother, and he may get it totally. So that kind of blows your theory, doesn't it?
But look at this. Look at
you know,
the
I used to work with a black disc jockey named J.J. Jackson, and he can tell you all about Aerosmith, Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen. I mean, he's black.
But look at the picture I'm trying to show you.
Well, the picture you just showed me has got parts missing.
Well, you didn't let me finish. You got to let me finish.
No, you made a... I can't let you do a speech here, okay? You're going to have to get your thoughts out in a little bit more of a concise fashion. Like small thought slugs, almost. Boom. A black guy sees Aerosmith. He doesn't understand what that means. Well, that's not a very clear opinion, is it?
Well, look at the picture I'm trying to show you.
Let's talk about University of the Hood. What's that mean to you?
To me, that means if I see a professional woman walking down the street
mm-hmm.
with that on her back, and she's professional, has nice things, that means she's done something to get where she came from, and she doesn't mind people knowing where she came from. She's successful now, and she's come from a place where it's hard to be successful, and she wants her people to know where she came from. There's nothing wrong with expressing yourself and wanting people to know where you come from.
No, you're right. There is nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong at all. But I'm a white guy. I don't get it.
Right. Which is why...
That's just the thing, see?
Which is why I said earlier, a guy who doesn't know Aerosmith won't get what
well, you
that
said,
guy...
You said a black guy wouldn't get it.
Well,
I said, I don't know that you can...
Any guy that does not know who Aerosmith is will not understand... That shirt, looking at that shirt, whatever it may say.
I understand that she was saying that she came from a tough background. I suppose in my own way I was guffawing and chortling at the idea that rich folks always want to remind you that they came up tough. And of course it's not exclusively the domain of black people. White people who are wealthy don't tire of telling you that they came up hard scrabble, that they were born in poor neighborhoods, that they were born to parents that didn't have a lot. I mean, I know a lot of white folks like that as well, right? And I suppose if they walked down the street with a shirt that said Brooklyn, New York on it or anything, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I said to you, I'm a white guy. It tightens my jaws. Why is that? And you're telling me. It's because I don't get the whole African-American cultural... shared consciousness, correct?
Well, yeah. People don't like what they don't understand, and when they don't understand, they give bad opinions.
Well, at least I didn't take a bat out of my car and start beating up on somebody because of it.
Well, see, neither would I. You know, I'm open to everything.
Let me ask you something. If I walk through a forget it. You made a good point, man.
Thanks.
I'm leaving. I'm going home. I was going to say, if I walked through a black neighborhood with a shirt on that said, you know, something like, I'm Irish and Catholic, would I get my ass kicked? And I probably would, but then I was thinking, why would I be walking through a black neighborhood? Most of those people are poor. I'd rather walk through a rich neighborhood and all those folks are white. And wouldn't a black person want to, walk through a rich neighborhood too? And that would be a white neighborhood mostly, because that's, you know, but I'm sure there are a lot of wealthy black neighborhoods, but then not a lot of them. If there are, let me know where they are, because I'll walk through them with a t-shirt that says, I'm Irish Catholic, and what do you know about that, see? But then there's the other side of the coin. You could be the fact that matter of the people.